to Elena and Caitlin, both very capable. Ever had a burr in your sock? A gapper is like that, only bigger, about the size of a baseball, bright orange, with multiple eyes like the eyes on a potato. And gappers love goats. When a gapper gets near a goat, it gives off a continual, high-pitched, happy shriek of pleasure that makes it impossible for the goat to sleep, and the goats get skinny and stop giving milk. And in towns that survive by selling goat milk, if there's no goat milk, there's no money. And if there's no money, there's no food or housing or clothing. And so in gapper-infested towns, since nobody likes the idea of starving naked outdoors, it is necessary at all costs to keep the gappers off the goats. Such a town was Fripp. Fripp was three leaning shacks by the sea. Fripp was three tiny goat yards into which, 8 times a day, the children of the shacks would trudge with gapper brushes and cloth gapper sacks that tied at the top. After brushing the gappers off the goats, the children would walk to a cliff at the edge of town and empty their gapper sacks into the sea. The gappers would sink to the bottom and immediately begin inching their way across the ocean floor, and 3 hours later would arrive again at Fripp and split into three groups, one per goat yard, only to be brushed off again by the same weary and discouraged children, who would stumble home and fall into their little beds for a few hours of sleep, dreaming, if they dreamed at all, of gappers putting them into sacks and dropping them into the sea. In the shack closest to the sea lived a girl named Capable. Earlier that year, her mother had died. Since then, her father had very much liked things to stay as they were. At dusk, Capable would find him in the yard, ordering the sun to stay up, then sitting sadly in the flower bed when the sun disobeyed him and went down anyway. The last thing her mother had ever cooked was rice, and now Capable's father insisted that all his food be white. So, in addition to brushing gappers 8 times a day and faithfully mending her gapper sack, Capable also had to mix sugar and milk and cliff chalk into a special white dye and spread it over whatever she was cooking that night. It was a hard life, and it made her tired. "Father," she said one day, "maybe it's time we moved away from the ocean, away from the gappers." "My dear, I'm surprised at you," he said. "This is our home. It has always been our home. There have always been gappers and exhausted children brushing them off. I myself was once an exhausted child brushing off gappers. It was lovely. The best years of my life. The way they fell to the sea from our bags. And anyway, what would you do with your time if there were no gappers?" "Sleep," said Capable, whose eyes were deep, dark pools. "Ha ha, sleep, yes," said her father sadly, and went off for his afternoon nap. Now, gappers are not smart, but then again, they are not all equally stupid. One day, at the bottom of the sea, one of the less stupid gappers, who had a lump on one side of its skull that was actually its somewhat larger than average brain sort of sticking out, calculated that of the three houses in Fripp, the reddish one, Capable's house, was about 15 feet closer to the sea than the next closest house, which, when you are the size of a baseball and have no legs and move around by crinkling and uncrinkling your extremely sensitive belly, is useful information. So that night, instead of splitting into three groups, the gappers moved in one very large, impressive shrieking group directly into Capable's yard. There were approximately 1,500 gappers living in the sea near Fripp. Each Fripp family had about 10 goats. Therefore, there would normally be about 500 gappers per yard, or 50 gappers per goat. Tonight, however, with all 1,500 gappers in Capable's yard, there were approximately 150 gappers per goat. Since the average goat can carry about 60 gappers before it drops to its knees and keels over on one side with a mortified look on its face,